Welcome to Pure Intuitive Talk with me, Trish Smith. I'm a multidimensional channeler sharing my gift to assist others to connect and work with their whole being, helping bring them into a beautiful way of high-frequency living. Immerse yourself in an hour of nourishment that feeds your spiritual journey and invites you to embrace your empowered soul. You'll feel armed with new understandings for how to shift from pain to love as we explore topics from shamanic sound healing to gut health. Are you ready to take accountability for the impact that we have on the world around us and learn new tools and techniques to feel whole again? Of course you are, and you're in the right place. Pure Intuitive Talk starts now. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host of Pure Intuitive Talk, Trish Smith, and you're tuning in today. We are talking about finding passion for your purpose. So I think most of us recognize that there's definitely a difference between having passion and having our purpose. And sometimes we know, and sometimes we haven't sorted out yet in our own lives, that there are different purposes in our lives. And sometimes our purpose changes depending on the season that we're in. And sometimes we have multiple purposes. But finding passion for our purpose, and what I personally believe is a huge purpose that each one of us carries as a human being on this planet, is that our purpose to serve others, and as well as serving ourselves. So a question that I have for all of you, for our audience, is, are you showing up for yourself and for others? So some of us are more prone to show up for others, I believe, and some of us are more prone to show up for ourselves. And some of that is in our hardwiring, right? So I am actually hardwired to be a caretaker. I've got some early childhood programming, and I work on that. And I also have part of my own personality and my own spirit that is a caretaking type. My grandma was a caretaker. My mother was a caretaker. I'm not quite certain if it's in our DNA or how that all works, but I do recognize within myself that I'm hardwired to take care of other people. And so a work that I've had to work with on myself over the last 20 something years has been reminding myself to show up for myself. And that's a question that I ask myself sometimes, like, am I showing up for myself? Because I take care of myself. I eat my meals, I get rest, I cultivate joy. So I do the things. I do all of the things. I try to make sure that my mental health is my priority. I try to keep my priorities in order as far as my family and my friends and my community, and not spread myself too thin. But at the end of the day, even if I'm making sure that I'm fed and the other things, right, the bathing and the did I get food in the house and all of those other things that are part of making our lives tick and run a little bit more smoothly for ourselves. I mean, there's definitely times where I fall short and I'm like, oh my God, I have nothing to eat in this house, right? And I think a lot of us go through that, even though here in our society and in my home in particular, I've never gone without food and I'm grateful for that. So yeah, there's things to eat in the cabinet if I want to crack open a two-year-old can of beans or something. But sometimes I'm looking around like, oh, I'm lacking here and I'm not quite meeting in here. But am I showing up for myself? Because those are things that can get taken care of later, right? Those are things where we can prioritize. I've got to get through this. And when I'm done working on this thing that's a priority, I can then catch up on some other things. And sometimes in our culture, we do spread ourselves too thin. And I try to be careful not to do that. But there's times that I do. But showing up for ourselves is kind of different than taking care of ourselves. And showing up for ourselves means that when I'm having my hardest time, am I taking the time to give back to myself? Am I taking the time to push myself through when I know I need to work on my grit? Or am I taking the time to rest when I need to rest? Am I canceling a couple of things that, you know, are not maybe very important? So personally, I won't cancel things that I've made a commitment to that are very important. I will push myself through and I will show up for them. And I have to be able to do that for myself as well. And I'd like to offer that for our audience is that, are you showing up for yourself? Are you showing up for others? I feel like in the last few years, we've kind of come into a time where people are purging. These emotions are coming up. Some of our stored trauma is surfacing. Some of the things that we've needed to look at within ourselves are surfacing. And it seems to me that when I ask around, when I look around, when I'm looking at collective social media, there's a lot of people that are really struggling right now to know how to show up for themselves. And unfortunately, we're also forgetting to show up for others. And in my personal opinion, I believe that if we're capable of showing up for others, if we can get ourselves to the point where we're showing up for others, then in turn, that will help us spiritually, physically, mentally, because as a human, we long for connection. So that being said, it's kind of interesting because I've had a few incidences in my life. I don't know if we should call them incidences, but I've had a few situations where I've had people say things to me that really struck a chord, and then I would maybe consider them and take them on. And it's important for myself not to do that. I know it's important for most of us not to do that. And sometimes there are things that people say, and maybe we should look and reflect. But one thing in particular, I have been told that I love too much. And I wrestled with it. I wrestled with, oh, okay, is that a problem? You know? And so I've had to go within and decide, I know who I am. I know that brings value, and maybe other people don't understand it, but I've gotten to the point in my life where I'm like, you know what? That's who I am. I'm going to own it. I do love too much and I'm okay with it. So I think it's important for all of us to be able to go within and look at ourselves and decide the opinions of others, right? Maybe they don't have the capacity that we have. Or maybe there's something going on in their life, but every single time that we start taking on the opinions of others and we're not listening from within and moving from the place that our soul knows to move from, then we're starting to become scattered in our minds. And we have to be careful about not living in our mind because our mind can be a place of confusion at times. So are our needs met? Is my body's needs met? Is my mind's needs met? Is my soul's needs met? Right? So those are questions that we want to ask ourselves. Is my body, am I taking care of my body? Am I putting in the right things? Am I exercising? Am I not putting in things that are going to cause my system to cause disease, like artificial ingredients? And taking care of my mind? Am I getting the input of things that feed my soul? And then when it comes down to taking care of my spirit, for me personally, and what I'd like to offer is that taking care of our spirits is also taking care of other people, right? So we were designed to live in community. We were designed to support one another. And if we're managing to show up for ourselves and we're managing to show up for others, that really kind of feeds this cycle of connection. And then when we're able to show up for others, that helps feed our own spirit. That helps to feed our connection to the divine, because we were all created to be of service. So if we're showing up for others in a way that helps them feel loved and helps them feel supported, then we're doing what we were designed to do. And showing up for ourselves in that same way, sitting with ourselves and reminding ourselves of the value that we have, the value that we bring. And sometimes that value is very simple. So sometimes those good deeds are really just smiling at a stranger or holding the door open for somebody. And sometimes those good deeds are volunteering at a senior center or doing foster care. So there's so many different ways that we can serve, right? But being fulfilled through service is something that a lot of people are starting to lack in our culture nowadays. I know that people are a lot of the time serving in church, right? So people that are attending churches maybe are, you know, plugging into a ministry. But if we're not attending a church and we're not plugging into a ministry there, are we taking the time to plug in somewhere else and be of service? And that can be at home, that can be to our children, that can be to our spouse, that can be to our aunts, uncles, grandparents, siblings, that can be to our friends. But are we plugging in and being of service to others? And that's where we find fulfillment. So for myself personally, if I'm having a really hard day and I'm feeling down and out, I will reach out to somebody that I know is really going through a much harder time than myself, and I will connect with them and I will do my best to maybe make them laugh, make them smile, bring them some joy. And what happens for me internally is that I then feel better. So because I'm sitting at home, maybe feeling sorry for myself, I'm pretty good at throwing a good pity party. So, but there's times where I sit in my pain so that I can feel it and experience it. And there are some times that I sit in there a little too long and I have to remind myself to climb back out of there, right? Like go in, learn the lesson, feel it, heal it, but also move forward. So for myself, if I reach out to somebody who I know is also experiencing loss and they're going through their mourning process or they're grieving, if I reach out to them, and they are excited to hear from me and I'm able to make them laugh or smile in some way, then I consider it a win-win-win. I consider it like that person was having a hard day, but then someone reached out to them and they got to have that connection. And then for myself, I also got to have the connection because I'm reaching out to somebody that I love and having an interaction with them. And so I feel like it's a win for them. It's a win for me. And then the third win is the collective win. The third win is the win where their frequency raises, my frequency raises, and that's being added to the collective. So yes, I can lift my own frequency. I can raise my own frequency and add that to the collective. But how much more powerful is it if I also include another person in that? And I've lifted my own frequency. I've lifted their frequency. They've lifted their frequency. They've lifted my frequency. And now the collective frequency has been raised. So that's why I consider it a win, win, win. Win-wins are nice. Win-wins are really nice, but win-win-wins are, that's my favorite for everything. So I'm going to go to break in a minute, but when we come back, I wanted to be talking to us about what area of service speaks to your soul. There's so many different areas and I can go over what speaks to my soul, maybe offer some examples. But the question of the day for you, for yourself, is what area of service speaks to your soul? And I do personally believe that we were all designed and brought in with these gifts and talents to serve in certain areas so that as a collective, everything's kind of covered. So that being said, it's time to go to break. It's Trish Smith on Pure Intuitive Talk. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become. This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Damayanti is the place for your soul, where you'll find inspiring reminders of your inner beauty and strength. Made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Our unique collection of Sanskrit mantras speaks of pure love, resilience, divine energy, and more. Damayanti, join us as we take our soul journey together. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special mantra that speaks to your soul.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Trish Smith of Pure Intuitive Talk, and you're listening to Pure Intuitive Talk on Transformation Talk Radio. Before we went to break, I had a question for you. What area of service speaks to your soul, right? And maybe you're already plugged in somewhere, and maybe you're already volunteering, and maybe you're not. But if you're not, then these questions are things that maybe you want to sit down with, and maybe you want to explore volunteering in one way or another. And I just know for myself, what I've kind of witnessed over my lifetime is that it seems like a lot of us have these innate abilities, right? So some of the gifts that were installed in us before we got here and we came in with them, a gift of mine has been with children. And I remember in high school telling my mom, like, I don't have any talents. I wish I was talented. And my mom said, you're really good with kids. And I remember saying, like, but I want to sing well. Like, I want to dance well. Like, I wanted one of those talents that you see people and you go, wow, oh my gosh, that's so amazing. I wish I could sing like them, right? And so I didn't see it at the time. And my mother explained, like, you're really good with children. I thought, that's not a gift. That's not a talent. And I spent 11 years volunteering in a nursery, in the nursery of the church that we attended. And so while I was running, I was facilitating the nursery for almost a decade. I did witness people that wanted to work with the children, but they didn't necessarily have the patience or the insight, how to get down on their level. And so I was finally able to recognize, like, oh, that is a gift. And so that is an area that has been hardwired in me. I've recognized that people maybe tend to lean towards animals. And sometimes I believe that maybe each of us were hardwired to protect part of this planet and this system that we have going here on Earth. We've got the environment, right? We've got nature, we've got animals, we've got children, we've got elders. There's so many places to plug into ministry. But like, where do our gifts lie? That's a really good place to start. Like, what makes us tick? What do we have compassion for? Those kinds of areas. And speaking of that, that is something that helped me guide myself into areas that I wanted to work in my life. I had a friend once upon a time who said to me, in fact, we did an interview today and or a couple months ago, and I gave her a hard time. And she said to me one time, "You have too much compassion." And I remember thinking, like, what? Like, is that a thing? I don't know that that's a thing. But maybe from her perspective, watching the compassion that I had for children, my husband, my family, and I, we served as foster parents for a time. And I volunteered in the nursery at our church for 11 years. And so maybe from her perspective, it looked like I had too much compassion. But I don't think that you can have too much compassion. So I'm going to debate that statement. but finding the place that you have compassion for and or have passion for is a place to start. So I promised myself when I was maybe 15 years old that I would never waste my suffering. And that is something that has been of benefit to me in my life. So when I've gone through extraordinarily hard times, I've been through three times in my life where I've suffered from major depression, suicidal thoughts, suicidal tendencies. And during those times, I managed to find the gold in them. I sat with it. I looked at everything. I evaluated myself. I reflected. And I would come out of those times with a new leash on life and with a new direction because I had taken the time to really, you know, decide what was important for my soul at that time. And a lot of the times that has looked like shifting into a whole new area of understanding and a whole new area of living in a new way, because we do change as we grow. And going from being a child to being an adolescent to being a young adult to being a mother, and now I'm a grandmother. There's those seasons of change. And so the things that I've been passionate about have changed and have shifted over the years. But like my son hadn't been able to decide on a career choice. And I've explained to him in the past, I said, you know, what is it? Like, what is it that upsets you? What is it that like makes you cry? What is it that pulls at your heartstrings so hard that it consumes you and it overtakes your emotions? I have somebody I won't name, but I've witnessed someone that I care about we watched that Seaspiracy documentary. They could barely stand watching it. They were so distraught at how the animals were treated. They could barely look at the screen. Tears were coming. And so that's where you begin. That's where you begin. When you cannot handle the injustice of what is happening to the animals, the injustice that is happening to people that have maybe been serving life sentences that didn't even commit a crime, the injustice that's happening to children who are suffering, you know, severe abuse in their homes, the injustice for the way animals are treated. I mean, even some of our, like the dairy farms, right? Like I have a cousin who's vegan and is constantly educating me on the abuse that takes place in some of these farms, these huge, you know, ranches and farms around the world that are providing meat. Myself, I still do eat meat. I'm not vegan. It's become limited, but those places inside of us that are so passionate, that is a huge indicator of what our purpose is. So if we're using that passion for our purpose, we can take that passion that we have, finding that passion, right? Looking around, what is it? What is it that I'm so entirely passionate about that I could just go on and on forever and try to change the minds of the world, right? And maybe we don't need to jump into activism, but at the same time, we can plug in somewhere. We can volunteer at our local shelter. We can volunteer with animals. We can volunteer with children. But spending the time outside of ourselves is a very, very valuable place to spend time. We spend time out of our own head. We spend time recognizing that the world doesn't revolve around us. My dad was pretty good at that. I remember growing up and my dad's just like, the world does not revolve around you. And I remember at the time, like, you know, you're 12, I'm 14 or whatever. And I would get so caught up in my own emotions and what was important to me and my own wants and my own needs. And that I would forget, really, I was young. And it was like, oh, I mean, remember when he would say it, it was like, oh, it kind of snapped me out of it. And so I appreciate that. And I think it's a very valuable lesson, because especially I live here in Oregon in the United States of America, and we have it good. We have clean running drinking water. We have shelter, most of us. We have, like, at night, I'm in a very comfortable bed. I have clothing on my back. My needs are met. And there are people living on this planet where their needs are not met and they don't have clean drinking water. And so it's important that we are able to recognize that if that is an area of passion for us, that we can plug in and that can become part of our purpose, is making a change for the people or the animals or the planet that is going without. So myself and my husband, we volunteer picking up trash along our highway. Right? That's another place I like to plug in. I don't want to see the trash all over the place. So we go pick it up, right? We've done foster care. I honestly have a huge heart for children that are suffering. I see the injustice there, and I want to be able to do something to help. And so I do. But at the end of the day, if we're not plugging in and we're not using our gifts, our hands, our feet, our mind, our heart, our time, or our money to help in some way or another and give to the collective, I believe that we're missing out on that. I believe that it's something that's so important, and it helps bring connection, and it helps us as human beings connect to the divine. That's what I believe. I believe that when I am finding like-minded people, when I was serving in the nursery at the church, it was important to me that the children were safe. And when I was working shoulder to shoulder with other people, that was important to them, that they were monitoring and supervising and keeping the children safe. We got to have that together. So we got to have that connection. The children were provided a safe place to be while the parents went and attended service. And so being able to do that, it helped feed my own soul. And I do believe that if you have not been in a position where you've spent time volunteering in one way or another, I'm sure if you try it, I believe that you would find yourself being filled by it, being fulfilled in the heart of your heart and deep down in your soul. And it will be a place that you can tether yourself to, and also to the divine. So that is where something that has been important to me for so many years has come up now, and I felt like it's important for me to talk on it. I've got a couple of minutes left. Let's see. The next thing that I wanted to talk about is, what will your legacy be? So when we come back from break, I'll be talking about you and your legacy, and me and my legacy, and what we want that to look like. And we'll go from there. I guess I got to go to break, so I will cut out. It's Trish Smith. You're listening to Pure Intuitive Talk on Transformation Talk Radio. And you can always find me on Trish Smith Guide on YouTube. So if you want to go to YouTube and go into Trish Smith Guide, you can subscribe. I'd appreciate that. And thank you so much. Be back in a minute.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart, because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become. This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore Earth's guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Damayanti is the place for your soul, where you'll find inspiring reminders of your inner beauty and strength. Made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Our unique collection of Sanskrit mantras speaks of pure love, resilience, divine energy, and more. Damayanti, join us as we take our soul journey together. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special mantra that speaks to your soul.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Pure Intuitive Talk. I'm your host, Trish Smith, and you're plugged into Transformation Talk Radio, or you're listening on Trish Smith Guide at on YouTube. So wherever you're plugged in, thank you for plugging in. Thank you for tuning in. And I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you being here. Before we went to break, I was mentioning that when we come back, my question for you is, what will your legacy be? And that's something that maybe we don't often think about. But if we stop and we realize that one day we'll be gone, right? Like one day our body will not be on this planet and we'll have loved ones and that are left talking about us, right? Like when we lose somebody and we're at their service, we're talking about like, they always made me smile. I remember when they did this. I remember when they did that. And so we all leave a legacy. Every single one of us, when we pass away and our loved ones are here still, they're going to talk about the things that we did and the ways that we were and who we affected and how we affected them. And so it's a question that is important because one day all of us will be lying maybe in a bed or maybe we've got a quick death. I don't know. But if we're lying there and we're going through our dying process as we've aged, and we're looking back on our lives, do we want to think, I wish I'd done this, I'd wish I'd done that, I wish I hadn't created so much strife in my life, I wish that my connections were closer, then we're sitting there with our regrets rather than looking back on our lives saying, I touched people here, and I touched people there, and I hope that me reaching out to that one person or me showing up for that friend of mine changed the trajectory of their lives. Because it is true that there is one moment in time that we can provide for another person or another being, another animal or a forest. There are those one decisions that we can make that will absolutely change the entire trajectory for somebody. How many videos have we all seen where you've got a young person saying, I had this one teacher, and they said this one thing and it inspired me and I just knew I wanted to be a teacher too, right? So it's true. We impact each other all the time, and deciding what that impact is going to look like is very important. I was once told that I care too much. So I had a friend and I was doing foster care, and they had explained to me that I care too much. So I wasn't quite sure how to take that. They also explained to me that I don't need to try to save the world and that there's somebody else, like somebody else will do it. So my question was like, okay, so, and I, you know, I took it and I thought about it and whatnot, but I didn't allow it to change the course of what I was doing. I was not going to give up doing foster care because of somebody, you know, believing, you know, misinterpreting and believing that I care too much. And that's something everybody else should be taking care of and not me. So my question was like, okay, so if everybody thinks that, if everybody thinks that somebody else will do it, who's going to do that? Who's going to reach out and mentor to foster kids or provide foster care or volunteer in the shelters for the animals or the environment? Who's going to make sure, like, okay, there's, I mean, how many volunteer programs are out there? How many nonprofit agencies are going on? And they're either working towards a cleaner, safer earth for us to all live on. They're working towards children being able to be safe. They're working towards animals getting to have loving homes. So if everybody decided someone else should do it and nobody was doing it, I don't want to know what that would look like. So I hold a lot of gratitude in my heart for people that are spending their time plugging in. And because I have plugged in so much in so many different ways in so many areas, I have really, maybe I shouldn't say it this way, but I know it's easy, but I get off on it. Like I really get my rocks off on being a part of it, on being a part of something bigger than myself. So maybe that's not really politically correct or whatever, but that's kind of how it works for me. Like I just totally get my rocks off on making the world a better place and plugging in. And there are times that like I'm cranky and I'm not making the world a better place 24 hours a day. There's times that maybe I get under somebody's skin. So clearly I am not perfect. I am a work in progress, but I do know that there are things that I've done in my life that I'm very proud of. And I get to have that because I know that I took the time and I know that I was able to help someone. And that's important to me. And I believe that all of us should be doing that. And I would like to live in a society where we are gathering and we are supporting one another. And so that's why I'm bringing it here and hoping that maybe to inspire you guys to plug in, because I'm telling you, it's not just for them. Like we're designed to live in connection. We're designed to live in community. And there's something that changes inside of our own spirit and our own soul when we're giving from that place, when we're giving from a place of genuinely wanting to serve others. So for me also too, knowing that my actions align with my words is important to me. If I'm going to come on here and talk on volunteering, I want to make sure I'm walking the walk. So I've spent most of my life walking the walk. I'm not going to give lip service. And I have a hard time with people that want to talk about it, but don't want to put the action into it. And so I'm hoping that maybe I can inspire people rather than talking about doing kind things, rather than talking about kindness and spreading love and joy. Are we doing it? Are we getting our hands dirty? I sometimes wonder about like people that are really struggling with depression and or anxiety or suicidal thoughts. Sometimes I just wonder like how much less suicide that we would have. Like the suicide rates are really high right now, but how much less suicide we would have in our country if we were taking the time to listen to one another and to reach out to one another. Because if somebody is experiencing that, they are desperately needing connection. And if they're not feeling like they're getting that connection, they're feeling more and more disconnected, more and more isolated, more and more like they don't matter. And so as a society, if we're gearing towards a lot of the new teachings, which is really more self serving than the people that are longing for connection. When they come against the people that are self-serving and they're looking for connection, but they're not able to get it because the people don't want to take the time to sit and listen and maybe just offer being able to hold space for them, they're going to fall deeper and deeper into that depression. So sometimes too, serving others really just looks like picking up a phone call or spending time with someone that's really having a hard time. Like I said, there's a million ways to plug in. But for myself too, like I know my needs are met. I live in a place and throughout my life, I've been fortunate where my needs have been met. I've always had clean drinking water. I've always had shelter. I've always had clothes on my back. So for myself, if my needs are met, there's nothing that should stop me from being able to serve others. And if we're being honest, there are many people that their needs aren't even being met and they still take the time to serve others. And I'd just like to offer that if they can do it, we can do it, right? I know that there's places around the world where people don't have much. They don't have what we have here and they're still supporting each other. And so in this culture, I can't quite imagine how we can have so much. We're living such abundant lives. We have multiple pairs of shoes. We have multiple pairs of multiple sweaters and, you know, cars that get us where we want to go, most of us. So we're living abundant lives. And when we decide that our wants are more important than another's needs, we, in my opinion, are kind of failing as human beings. And sometimes I think it's important that we sacrifice some of our wants, especially like when it comes to our children. Like right now we're living in a time where most parents have both parents working outside of the home and people want to have the bigger house and they want to have the nicer car and they want to have these things. And then the time is being taken from the children. So the children are the ones that end up suffering because mom and dad are trying to fill their wants and sacrificing their children's needs. And so that is a place that we are starting to witness children feeling so disconnected that they're finding themselves feeling more connected to a device than they are to the people. And that kind of scares me. So again, if our needs are met, are we putting more value on the things that we want than someone else's needs? So that's just something that we want to ask ourselves and we want to look at in our society in particular, because it seems to be that we've become more and more self-serving in our culture. And I don't know about you, but if Armageddon happens tomorrow, I want us to all be elbow to elbow and supporting each other, just like we've seen in our country when we have natural disasters. We come in and we lock elbows and we support one another. And I would love to see that on a daily basis rather than just when a natural disaster happens. And it's possible. It's possible. There's a lot of people that spend their time serving others. And again, it's important that we're serving ourselves. We're showing up for ourselves. But when we have more than the next guy, I don't see why we can't just add that to their lives, right? Like, where are we adding value to the world around us? That's the question of the day. And it also gives us that sense of pride, right? Like, we get to have that. We get to have that. I can hold myself high because I know that I am being of service to somebody else. I can fall asleep at night knowing that I did the best that I could do for the world around me. And that also feels good too. So it, like, again, win, win, win. So I've got one more minute before I go back to break or go on a break. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host of Pure Intuitive Talk, Trish Smith. Thank you for tuning in. And when we get back, we will be talking about hope And my hope of inspiring you today to reach out and support each other and rebuild communities or even build communities from the ground up. Thank you for tuning in.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why, or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore Earth's guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Damayanti is the place for your soul, where you'll find inspiring reminders of your inner beauty and strength. Made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Our unique collection of Sanskrit mantras speaks of pure love, resilience, divine energy, and more. Damayanti, join us as we take our soul journey together. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special mantra that speaks to your soul.
Everybody, welcome back. I'm your host, Trish Smith of Pure Intuitive Talk. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. And before we went to break, I was talking about hope. And another interesting factoid in my life, I was once told that I have too much hope. So I just wanted to kind of touch on those for each segment because I'm not planning on changing those things about myself. I have spent many years feeling like other people were right and something's wrong with me. And now that I am 46 years old, it's like, you know what? I'm okay with it. Like, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with having too much hope. And I'm not going to change it. In fact, I'm going to use those attributes about myself that I'm compassionate and I have hope and, to help to maybe spread some inspiration. So there you go. That's where I'm at in my journey is just owning it, owning like the compassion that I have and the passion that I have and hoping that I can inspire you to have some of those same attributes where we do have compassion and we do sometimes put others' needs before our own, right? Especially as a parent, you know, it's often that we need to put their needs before our own. I think most of us as parents can say, like, I don't know if we can count how many cold meals we've had, but we make sure the children are fed and then we feed ourselves and whatnot. So I think that comes along with being a parent, but I feel like the secret ingredient to life is gratitude. And I wanted to talk on that because for myself, like living a life of gratitude and recognizing that, like, I'm so grateful that, like, myself and my family have a warm home. We have beds to sleep in. We have, like I said, multiple pairs of shoes. My kids have bicycles and skateboards, and they get to do those fun things, and they get to feel safe when they go to sleep at night. And now my kids are grown and I'm a grandmother, but while I was raising them, I was so grateful that my kids had that I had that. There are so many families around the world that don't get to have that. And so coming from that place of living a life of gratitude really made me feel like all my needs are met, my kids' needs are met, and I can give from that place. I can give from that place of overflowing. And by living a life of gratitude, we do feel that. We do recognize that, like, I've got it good, right? Like, even with the loss, even with our own mental anguish, at the end of the day, my needs have been met. And I know that not everybody can say that. And so for that, I'm very grateful, and I don't take it for granted. And I would just like to maybe inspire other people, especially people that are living in an abundant life, that do have multiple pairs of shoes, like, what am I going to wear today, right? That we can recognize that, like, we do, like, we have an abundance, and from that place, like, we can share that. We can give to others that don't have as much as we have. I personally like to donate in other countries too. I had a friend that had said, I posted something about donating towards clean water for these places in Africa. And they said, there's people here in the United States that don't have enough. And I'm like, right, I understand that. But most of us in the States have clean drinking water, right? Like, maybe the kid doesn't have a backpack to go to school. And I am all for giving where we can give and plugging in with what feels right for us. But we have to remember that there's places around the world where people's needs aren't even being met. And so I just feel like it's important to be able to make sure that other people's needs are met, especially when my own are met. And if that means sacrificing something that I want, or I think that might be really cool or something, so that someone has clean drinking water. I mean, I shouldn't have to explain that, right? I think you get it. But at the end of the day, we have to take accountability for the impact that we're having on the world around us, right? So I want to make sure that I don't steer away from that. I want to make sure that I'm paying attention and I'm being accountable, that that my actions match my words, and that living a life of service, maybe I'm modeling that for people, and maybe they see that they want to be a part of that and draw people into it. And that's my purpose here for this last hour, is hopefully inspiring you, drawing you into maybe recognizing some things about yourself that feel important to you. Again, maybe it's animals, maybe it's the environment, but if there's something that's irking your soul, if there's something that just, like, hurts your soul and it hurts your heart and it makes you cry witnessing the injustice, go plug in, find a place. I know even like Meetup and stuff, there's so many different apps, and you just go online and Google like volunteer opportunities near me. They're everywhere. Find a place to plug in. Then you're going to find like-minded people too. So if you're somebody that you can't handle animals being abused, and you go, or you can't handle them being put down, you want them to find homes, and you go plug in, now you're spending time with people that have those same, that have that same passion that you have. And so we all get to have that. We get to share that with each other. And then getting to be a part of something bigger than ourselves is always going to feed us. It always is. So I guess that's the whole point, is really, like, what better way to have connection is than helping, than serving with one another. Not that we can't serve individually, but it's also a great place to build community. So all of that is really something that's very near and dear to my heart, serving and being of service. And I'm just hoping that somewhere along the line that I can inspire the people that are listening to go plug in. I'd really like to hear from people too about like, where have you plugged in and what is your passion and what does bring you to tears? What is it that makes you tick and that you can't handle seeing the injustice of? I'd like to hear about it. I love witnessing when people have taken something and they've run with it and it's changed their lives. And not only is it changing their life, but it's changing the lives around people. And like I said, watching that collective frequency raise. So again, there's a million ways. Get creative, decide what's important to you. I like to make people laugh. So sometimes if somebody's having a hard time, not going to lie, I've got the sense of humor of like a 14-year-old boy. Like it's pretty raunchy. So I won't share that right here, right now. But even just getting to make people laugh that are having a hard time, like that also speaks to my soul. So it doesn't have to be where you're volunteering 2 weeks out of the month. It can be where you're sharing your light and you're sharing something that lifts someone's spirits. So if we're sharing something that is lifting other people's spirits, we're all going to benefit. So thank you everybody for tuning in. Thank you for hearing the message. I hope that you do take the opportunity to plug in, to show up for the world around you, show up for yourself, show up for your family. I think it's important that we remember, like, get that grit, right? Get that grit and show up. And it's been a lot. The energy collectively has been overwhelming the last few years. But if we get back down to business and we show up and we use that grit and we press forward and we rest and we reach each other and we touch each other's lives, I don't see any reason why the world won't just be able to find the healing that it needs, right? So a lot of us are going through very deep healing processes right now, and we need each other. We do. So thank you, everybody. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Thank you for going and subscribing to my Trish Smith Guide YouTube channel. I appreciate that. You're listening to Trish Smith. This is Pure Intuitive Talk. And right now I am on Transformation Talk Radio, and I appreciate them. Thank you, Transformation Talk Radio, for having me. Thank you for listening to Pure Intuitive Talk with me, Trish Smith, your Pure Intuitive Guide. Come back and join us for encouragement to take responsibility and to connect to your whole being. Remember that every moment is the right moment to choose peace, acceptance, and forgiveness. We all have the courage to look deep within, get real with ourselves, and make upgrades to our ways of interacting with the world. It's been my privilege to share this hour with you. For more information about me, go to pureintuitiveguide.com. That's pureintuitiveguide.com. Thanks again, and we will see you here next time on Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.